It's very interesting. In the Talmud, it states that the kruvim, these cherubs, the way they were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on top of the Orin. So it says over there that during the time that the Jewish people were doing Hashem's will, so then these cherubs were sort of facing each other. They were like in an embrace, which represents a level of love. But that represents God's love to the Jewish people. But if the Jewish people do not do the will of Hashem, so then the cherubs actually turned the other direction. They didn't face each other. They were facing the other direction. That represents the idea of Hashem's dissatisfaction with the Jewish people. So the question is, it says in the Medrash something interesting, that when the Gentiles, when they broke into the Beis HaMikdash and they broke into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says that they saw these cherubs, that they were hugging each other. They were in an embrace. And they took the image and they sort of spread it out all over the world, telling all the people, look how foolish the Jewish people are. Look what they're doing. They're worshiping and they're showing these kinds of things. So the question is, if it was a churban, if it was a destruction, so the Jews must have not been doing what Hashem wants them to do. So how could it be, and during that period of time, that there should be an embrace? How were the cherubs embracing each other if they weren't doing Hashem's will? And the Rebbe brings down from Chassidus over here in the Sicha and Chelek Beis for Parshas Devarim, he brings down that actually deep in the Golus actually lies the Geula in a deeper sense. The Rebbe brings down that gives an example. A teacher who wants to teach his students and he's totally focused on teaching the students, and all of a sudden he gets a spark. Now, a spark, you have an idea. If you're not going to go ahead and take that spark that you got, you're going to forget it. It's going to fly away and you're never going to be able to get it again. So, because the Rav holds the student dear, he stops giving the student the flow of his idea, and he concentrates on the idea, so that later on, once he gets the idea, he'll be able to give it over to the child. And the deeper and the precious the idea is, the less the rabbi can give attention to the student, because he has to take care of that idea so that he can later on give it to the students. In a similar way, Chassidus explains, when we're in Golus, Hashem's attention sort of, the more we suffer because we don't have the revelation, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it's not the merely punishment in the simple sense, but it's actually because the greater revelation is coming, we're concentrating on the greater revelation, so there is really a removed focus for temporarily from the Golos, from the people the way there right now. So Rebbe says that one must know, in order to address the exile, one must know and really be sure that in the truth is, even though there is a externally, there's a removal. We have Golos over here, but that's only externally. But internally, the Eibishter is preparing for us the Geula Hasida. He's preparing for us the future redemption. And number two, that we need to be so connected to Hashem that notwithstanding the fact that externally Hashem has sort of removed himself, but we need to constantly stay with a very strong thirst and a binding to Hashem, to the Rav, to Hashem, just as when Hashem gives, and even more than that, as the expression which the Alter Rebbe used to often say, Mili Bashamayim, that he wanted the Atzmus of himself. So basically, this idea is to look at Golus as really as a inner way, it's externally, but inner way of a preparation for the Geula Hasida. And once we feel that, and once we know that, then we'll actually be Zoicha, that it should actually become revealed, and Mashiach will be here.